Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, this is Phil Richards. Welcome to Livewire. And today we're with our emotions expert, John Rushton. We're talking about identity. Hi, John.
Hello, Phil.
Welcome to the programme. Now, many people today, especially the young, have problems identifying themselves. It's not their sexuality, that's a different issue on its own. It's who they are as a person. And why are they different? Why don't they like some things? And why do they like the things they do? Are the parents often to blame? John?
It's a very complex issue, but I think it's also very simple at the same time. You're getting bombarded by marketeers today to be this, to be that, to do this, to do that. You have social media who are telling you a whole plethora of things. A lot of it is completely and utterly untrue. It's all fabricated. Out of all that, it's a lot of people's opinions. People who go on there to also influencers, they go on there to try and influence people, and it's also based on their opinion. And if you want to take their opinion, that's entirely up to you. But the most important opinion for yourself is your own, because that's the one you have to live by. You don't have to live by somebody else's opinion. And the thing is about opinions is they are just that. What people think about me has absolutely nothing to do with me whatsoever. It's to do with them. It's how they think, how they feel, what they think of me. And if they happen to like me, fine. And if they happen to not like me or can't stand me, that's fine as well. I don't have anything to do with them. That is their opinion, their business. And so I think a lot of young people do get quite frightened because they want to be individual, but at the same time, they also want to conform. And it's this conformity which they hold on to try and be like everybody else, to give themselves some structure. However, you can't hold on to other people's structures. You've got to hold on to your own, because you're going to develop and live your life. Other people are not going to help you along in life by what they think. They have something which is also very, very important to them. It's called their own life. And when they have their own life, it doesn't include you. It's a vast world out there, and a lot of young people are getting lost within it. And quite often, a lot of parents are lost as well. So they proffer anything to their children because they're not quite sure. They don't quite understand. What they do feel is a disconnection at times, that the children are on one level and they're on another level. Of course, the parents are probably working and looking after the house and the household and all the bits and pieces which go into that. And the children are still learning. And they're in a different environment altogether. They have a different genre, and they look at things from a different point of view. Often, it's from a very short space perspective. They know a little about a lot based on what somebody else has said, what somebody else has done, the current fashion, the current political motivations, the current sexuality, all of these things. It's based on what they and their peers are saying.
John, what should they be doing then? Where do they go?
It's very difficult to say what do you do and where do you go, because I wouldn't know myself. I'm of the age where I will do what I want anyway, so it makes no difference. But when you're young, it's a difficult thing, difficult to go to your teachers, because quite often those teachers are politically motivated today or come from another school of thought. It's also difficult for parents to find out. But for children, it's to give them as much support and to challenge them and say, OK, you agree to this and this and this, but why? Because you can't, if you challenge somebody and they can't give you any supporting evidence, there's nothing really worthwhile believing of them. And if you get them to actually look for supporting evidence, well, OK, you're saying this, you're saying that, you should do this, do that. Politicalize things here and there, but why? And normally it comes to a full stop. There's a big gap of silence, you know, because they can't say anything. They're just taking what everybody else is doing. It's a bit of a me too. So I think challenge is probably one of the best thing, and let people think for themselves. It's very difficult, but I think it's expedient to do.
So should they just be themselves really and not worry about what other people think so much?
I don't think you should worry what other people think at all, mainly because a lot of other people don't think. And what other people do think is not important, as I was just mentioning, that what people think about you or me or whatever is none of our business. It's all about how they think and feel. And therefore, if someone doesn't like me, then fine, move on. Don't harbour that. I know it's difficult when you're young because you like to be liked and you don't like to be ostracised and you're trying to find your way in life and all of these kind of things. But if you understand why people like you or don't like you, it makes it much more palatable. I mean, the mere fact that we don't like everything ourselves. We don't like the same types of food. We don't like the same types of scenery. We don't like the same types of music. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with not liking certain types of music or food. We don't ban it because someone doesn't like it. And therefore, but it is an opinion for people have. Oh, I can't stand that. Oh, I don't like this. Fine. Next. That's nothing to do with me. That's all about you. And I think when people know it's not a personal thing, that they should actually get and feel better.
Right. So, you know, the argument could be, why not be different? And, well, if others, especially parents, don't understand or disagree, though.
I think it's sometimes a bit difficult because parents like their children to be like everybody else because then they can understand it and they do things like that. And to say to your child, stand out and be different, don't do what everybody else does, it can be a panic motive to the child. Or if the child says that to the parent, I don't want to be like the people around me. I want to be different. I want to wear these kind of clothes. I want to do this. The parents can panic because they're not sure what to do and whether it's good or bad. So there's a bit of a dichotomy there. But at the same time, you have to be you. It's very important to be you because the whole purpose of being on planet Earth is to live your life your way. If you don't do that and you live it somebody else's way, you're not being true to yourself. And that will actually come out later in life because you will fail. You will feel frustrated, you'll feel angry, you'll feel upset, you'll feel out of it, you'll feel like you're not getting what you should. And if you're not getting what you should, it's your own fault for following somebody else's rule and not following yourself. You've got to feel what it is within yourself, that feeling in the pit of your stomach thinks, yes, I want to do this, but nobody else is doing it. So what? You're not in charge of other people, you're in charge of you. Do what you think. Do it little bit by bit. See how you go. See how you feel. But do it. Always be you because you are meant to be you.
Is there a danger of becoming lonely because you're trying to self-discipline and start again and rediscover yourself, but also because of the media pressure, but you might feel a little isolated and lonely?
There is that possibility, but I think that the road to success does include a portion of being lonely, because if you want to be different, if you want to do something or develop something within you, you can't expect everybody around you to understand, because that's not their forte. It's not within their remit. You can't expect your parents to understand everything about you, even if they understand you as a person, because you're their flesh and blood. You can't expect any of this. There's got to be a modicum of understanding whereby you think, well, I am on my own, but, you know, I've got to do this because I actually feel quite good. I feel quite good doing something what I want to do. It's a shame nobody else understands. But, you know, on that pathway to going where you want to do or be what you want to do, you will find people. You will find those who are exactly in the same situation as yourself. And you'll find a great deal of comfort and solace from those people because there'll be something which is, there's a commonality there, something which you can together understand. And that'll give you such a strength of character and knowledge, mentally and physically, to go forward, to be the person you want. And you'll realize that, well, if I want to do something, I have to do it. And the thing there is I, not everybody else, I. If you don't want to do it, if you want to follow the crowd, fine, that's okay too. But you can't be both. You've got to actually understand that if you're going to do something successful and be out of the norm, there will be bouts of loneliness.
All right, John, where do we go for more on this?
If people want more information, they can go to my website, which is www.johnrushton.com.
Thank you very much for joining us on Livewire today, John.
Thank you, Phil.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.